back home and worked for the CBS station here in Houston for 7 years before life gave me the biggest change I've ever had.
Yeah. Before we get to that, Lily, though, I have to say, Lily won't say this, but I will. She's kind of a big deal. At her going away party in Seattle, guess who was there? Sir Mix-a-Lot. Did he DJ the party, or what was his role in your going away party?
He was just my friend who showed up when we were singing Baby Got Back, remember? And I know you were in on it. I have a picture on my phone here, too. And everybody was rapping with him at the karaoke bar. And party. It's fun party.
Yeah. So let's move forward. So you're at home, you're in your home market. And, you know, that's when I first got a job back in Seattle, I felt so fortunate because working in your home market is rare because right. These opportunities, you know, you don't know when the openings are going to happen. You don't know if, you know, there's a lot of luck involved in getting back to your hometown. Everything was going well. And then something happened that happens to a lot of us in TV, which is why I'm talking to you right now. Getting unrenewed, as we say in the biz.
Mm-hmm. And we always know in the back of our head that our time on that anchor desk and out in the field as a journalist comes to an end. We have a shelf life. We just never know when that's going to be.
Yeah.
And so in 2017, we had new management come in. And I'm finally in my hometown. This is my dream job. My parents are able to watch me on TV. My whole entire childhood friends, elementary, junior high, high school friends, all still here. And I was told they were not renewing my contract and then I'd have to figure it out. But I had a non-compete and my dad was here and sick. And that prevented me from even the thought of taking another anchor job in another city because I had to be here in Houston.
Yeah.
So what a blow. First is a blow to your ego, right? Yeah. And then you realize that's just your ego talking, but really it was devastating because in my mid-40s at that time, I had to freaking figure it out and pivot, reinvent myself, whatever that means. And the day that I got that news, though, I will never forget. Everybody looked at me in the newsroom like they knew what was happening. I didn't know what was happening. I had no idea. And I pulled my supervisor aside and I said, hey, what am I walking into? I'm going upstairs right now to talk to the GM. What am I walking into? And no one would tell me anything. And what a sinking feeling. Go up there and they were like, we're going to let you go today. And I spent the next 2 weeks on the bedroom floor, just like grieving it because I knew that was the end of my journalism career. That was not on my time frame.
Yeah.
So that was devastating. It was really devastating. But in the darkest moments, you think about, I mean, you have to be resilient. You have to think about, not myself, but I support my parents. It's that whole Asian culture thing. So I picked up the pieces and I really planned for the future. So here I am.
Yeah.
Where are we? 6 years later. 6 years later.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
similar thing. I got called into the general manager's office. The last conversation I had with the news director was in the fall, and everything was great. And so, and then it was radio silence over the winter, and then 60 days to the day, as per the contract, the news director said, hey, the general manager wants to see us in her office. So I get called in. They slide a one-sheet separation agreement across the table and say, you're done. And then they proceed to read the one sheet. I'm like, you know, I can read.
Yeah.
And then they said, yeah, this has been tough. I know. You know, if you want to go home for the rest of the day, you can. I said, that sounds great. I'll see you tomorrow. And, but it's one of those things. That's one thing, Lily, that I think that a lot of people don't understand about broadcasting is that the relationship and the bond that we create with viewers is so intimate and so close. Like my mother, I just texted her before we went on here. And she said, oh, give Lily my love. She watched us every morning. And you become a part of the family. And then the business side of broadcasting is what causes stations to just sever ties and not even tell the audience where the anchor went or why. And it's really a weird business that way because, you know, on the air we say, you know, we're all about truth and transparency. Yet when the business side of things comes in, and for whatever reason, that they get rid of people like you and me, it's like the audience is like, well, wait, where did they go? What's happening? And so I know exactly, but you're exactly right. At first the ego's like, what do you mean I'm not good enough? You know? And then there's anger, and then it's like, but you know, this has happened enough times in my career that I've learned not to freak out and to just realize that, yeah, this is going to be painful for a little bit, but something much better is on the way.
It's the biggest blessing in disguise I've ever had. And I always said, you know, when I picked up myself from the floor, I was like, oh my God, 2 weeks of crying, grieving this. I don't even know what I'm going to do next. I don't know. But I always knew in the back of my head, and you either choose to be a victim or you choose to pick up the pieces and freaking figure it out, right? And so I said, I'm going to make that comeback better than the setback. And I said to myself, what am I going to do that makes a lot more money? And I'm going to create my own financial freedom and eventually create my own schedule where I have other people work for me. And every single house that I ever bought or sold, I was like, oh my God, I did more than my agent ever did. I'm going to get my license because I know how much I paid them. And I know how much they didn't do. And I was my own advocate for so many of those transactions. So I got my license, and I look back 6 years it seems like yesterday I was let go, but now I've been doing this for 6 years, and it's the best career I've had.
But Lily, I want to know more about how you actually came. Was there a moment, or was it a conversation that you had with somebody? How did you get to that moment where you said, wow, real estate, I'm going to go for this?
I didn't have any mentors. That's something that is so important. I mean, we always say, please have a mentor, find a mentor. I did not have anybody. And it was me. It was me saying, oh my God, I'm not going to fail for my parents. I could have failed for myself and figured it out, but I had to figure it out. And so I got my license, and I thought to myself, I don't know how other people do this, but I'm going to do it my way. And it's going to be like nobody's ever done it before here in Houston.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I think it's that whole thing of tell me I can't do something and I'll show you I can do it twice. You know, I don't know. Am I stubborn? Probably. And that helped in this case.
But Lily, what's amazing though is that not only were you stubborn, you had an amazing set of skills. You had on-camera video skills. You have communication skills. You have a super robust social media presence. So you start to add those things together, and it's like, wow, that's why in the first year you did $8 million in sales, and you made more money than you made in TV.
Yeah,
first year.
I know. I feel very blessed to have had that platform here in Houston.
Yeah.
So, but all of us, like anybody watching out there right now, listening to this podcast, you have skills. You have innate skills from life experience, from job experience. You can parlay into any career. What are those skills? Identify what those skills are, right? And hone in on those. And if you don't have on camera, if you don't have, you can always get better. Mark can help. I can help. There's always people out there. Now, social media is such a big thing that we can help you hone in on that and develop a presence. And so I took everything I knew and I was like, there has never been a realtor here in Houston who's done a TV segment on real estate. I'm going to make this so HGTV. No one's ever seen it, anything like it before. And so I walked across the street and I knocked on Channel 2's door, which is NBC here in Houston. I was like, y'all are going to like this. Y'all are going to love this and you're going to put me on TV. And so usually when I had so much gumption, I don't know where it came from, but again, tell me that I'm going to fail and I will show you that you're wrong. So instead of like what we call a rundown in television news, it's what story goes where and when the anchor talks and when you toss to a story, I did a whole rundown. And not only did I deliver that, I had the whole show shot and edited. So I showed them on tape the actual TV show so they didn't have to think about what it might look like.
Wow.
So I shot the whole thing on camera, did all the video, did the edit, everything. Timed it out perfectly because a 30-minute show is only really 20 minutes. I gave it to them and they were like, you did that? And I said, this is what I'm going to deliver to you. And this is what you guys are going to do. And in my back of my mind, that was my marketing platform to be on TV, still being remembered as a news anchor and still being acknowledged as a realtor.
We'll be right back.